As you're heading back to your seats, invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Yeah. Like JJ said, come on up for children's time. I know that I'm not Miss Heather. She is out of town at a swim meet, so I'm filling in for her. But still, come on up. Come on up for children's time. It's going to be fun. We have props, I promise. All right, come on up, everyone. Cool. Dude, sick Jordans. Those are cool. All right, just a few more moments as our stragglers make their way to the front. Cool. Yeah, come on, get comfy. You got breakfast. All right, good morning, everybody. I guess I need to go this way a little bit. Cool. How's everybody feeling? Oh, bored. Good. Okay, we got a little mix. That's fun. I'm going to ask you guys a question. We're going to have a little pop quiz, see who was paying attention during the announcements. Did you guys know that there is a holiday in the church this week? No? Yeah, we have a special holiday in the church this week on Wednesday. Does that trigger any thoughts? Tell you what. Yeah, I think I heard it, but I brought, some of these. What are these? Yeah, these are ashes. What was the louder you said? Ash Wednesday is the holiday. Now, these ashes are from my grill, so these are not the same as the ashes that we're going to use on Wednesday. But Ash Wednesday is a holiday that we at the church have to celebrate the Lenten season. Can you all say Lenten? Yeah, and check it out. I brought some of that, too. This is lint from my dryer. Tell you what. And who wants to keep that? Here you go. Boom. Free prop. Nice. So Ash Wednesday is the beginning of what we call the Lenten season. And Lent in the church doesn't have anything to do with the lint that you find in your dryer or in your clothes. It actually comes from an old English word, lengthen, which it refers to spring, because in springtime, the days get longer. So Lent is the 40 days, not including Sundays, leading up to Easter, that we as Christians take a little bit of time to prepare our hearts for Jesus' resurrection. And the way that we do that begins on Wednesday with Ash Wednesday, when we come to church and the pastor will mark our foreheads, very cool, with the sign of a cross in ashes. And I really love Ash Wednesday because the ashes symbolize a lot of things. But my favorite thing that the ashes symbolize is that Jesus, through Jesus' great love for us, not only died for us, but overcame death for us so that we too get to overcome death, and not just in the long, 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 far away future when, spoiler alert, things happen, but Jesus overcomes all of the small little deaths in our lives, the small things that take us away from God. So I'm going to ask you a quick question. Have you ever maybe been at home or been at school and gotten in an argument with like a friend or a sibling or whomever, and maybe you, maybe, have you ever said something that you wish you didn't say? Yeah, me too. And how did you feel afterward when you thought about it? Some of us felt fine, right? Some of us maybe felt a little guilty, felt a little sad, right? And that's really cool because when we feel guilty, when we feel sad, that feeling helps us learn to make a different choice. So maybe we go to that person that we said that thing to and we say, I'm sorry, right? And saying sorry is a part of, here's a cool church word, is a part of repentance. And so Ash Wednesday, Lent, it's a season of repentance. And to repent means to turn around. So everybody stand up with me. Tight. And we're going to do a quick 360. We're going to turn around. Bada bing, bada boom. We're going to sit back down. You learn something new. That's what repentance is. And so saying sorry is a part of repentance. One moment. But the really, really cool big part of repentance that we focus on during the Lenten season is not just the saying sorry, but the fact that when we learn from something, right, when we have that experience, when we made a choice that felt bad, we learned from it, we said we're sorry, we now next time know to try to make a different choice in the future. And our friend Jesus helps us to make better choices. The Holy Spirit that lives in us, that God sent through Jesus, helps us grow and make better choices. So during Lent, people often either try to give something up so they can spend a little bit more time with Jesus. So perhaps you want to play a little bit less Fortnite and a little bit more time reading your Bible. Maybe you want to, quit playing Pokemon Go and Pokemon Go say a prayer or something. I don't know if that really worked. But the point is, perhaps you can also add on something. So what I want you to do is when you leave church today, talk to your family, talk to your parents about how you can practice Lent together. Maybe you want to read your Bible together at night, or maybe you want to have a time of family prayer at night before bed, something that helps you grow closer to God, helps you grow closer to each other to prepare for Easter. And finally, Wednesday night at 7 p.m., you can come back to church and hang out with all of your favorite friends and stay up late here at Northwest Hills. So tell your parents, I want to stay up late on a school night. I want to come to church on Ash Wednesday. Does that sound good? All right, cool. Let's pray, everyone. Put your hands together and repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for your great love that helps us repent and turn around from when we make bad choices so that we may, in your love, make better choices that make the world a better place for all. And help me, God, convince my parents to let me stay up late on a school night so that I may worship on Ash Wednesday with all of my friends at church. And everybody said, amen. All right, friends, Miss Heather's not here, but everyone else is. I see Miss Audie, I see Mr. Kyle, I see Miss Amy in the back. So let's go ahead and head to children's time. Grab your water, you don't want to leave that. Oh yeah, good question. These ashes came from my grill, but these are not what we use on Wednesday. So the ashes that we use are burned palm fronds. So not, for the prop, yeah. These are Kingsford briquettes.